This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Le'ilui Nishmas of Ephraim Fishel ben Rav Yoel Aryeh Zichrono Livracha. Kof Iyar, Tuesday the 24th of May, Rabbi Mordechai Potash, the approach to Shemona Esrei.
In order to understand the correct approach to Shemona Esrei, we have first to define what is Shemona Esrei. Although in Shemona Esrei we say, Avo Rachman Shmak Aleinu, we refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu as Avinu a number of times. Nevertheless, the Ike Surah of the Mitzvah Shmona Esra is not so much an Inyan of Rachmei Ho'av, it's an Inyan of Avoidus Eved Lamalkoi. It's called Tfilis O'Amida. The reason for that, Mishnah Berurah explains, because one has to stand Be'ema Lifnei HaMelech. There's a Rashi in Brochus Abdalad who explains the mitzvah that Chazal were massacring, the very, very important mitzvah, great mitzvah of being masmech gula litfila. So schar for that is very great. And Rashi explains the Shem Yerushalmi, Moshe lo'oy havoy shel melech shebo v'dofa kal pisco shel melech. Right? Yotza melech. So the Rishalmi says that he should immediately ask for his mevukash, because otherwise the melech will see that he was doifik on the door, and then he didn't ask straight away, the melech will leave. Eliyi odom mekarev l'kodesh baruch hu elov u'menatzeu b'sishpochois v'kilusin shel yitzias mitzrayim. The correct way is a person should be mekarev l'kodesh baruch hu to him by v'meratza l'kodesh baruch hu, by saying the great tishpochos of Yitzis Mitzrayim in Emes V'yatziv, v'hu miskarev elov, and then the king is miskarev to him. U'ba'oyde korev elov yesh lo des boyatz rochav. In other words, we see from this Rashi, Reb Shem Yerushalmi, that the Shemona Esrei is an audience with a great melech. One has first to praise the melech in order to be moitzichein be'enov, to be meratzeh him, and then one has the schus to present one's requests lifnei melech hagodol v'anoiro. That is the tzur of Shemona Esrei. Tfilis ho'amido. Another raya that it's a union of yiras hamelech, yiras malchus shemaim, is the gimel psiyas after Shemona Esrei. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel that just as a Talmud leaves his Rav, he has to go to Achoyrov out of respect for his Rav. The Gemara says there that Rava, when he left Rav Yosef, his Rebbe, is to go to Achoyrov be'aim of a yira gedoyla ad shehoyu raglov dola do nokshon. His legs were rubbing together with such pachad that he rubbed off the skin and blood that dropped onto the floor, as it states in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says that the same thing when you leave Shemona Esrei, she has to do Gimel Psiyas L'Achoyrov. The Gemara is trying to compare. The reason for why there's Gimel Psiyas, the Beis Yosef brings down from Rishonim, Pirushim Neroi Ma'oid. One is that it's like by Matan Torah. The Klal Yisrael was stricken with the aim of a fachad lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that, they couldn't stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam anymore, and they went la'achoreya miroi pachad, the whole gimel machnois of the kahuna levi of Yisrael, as it states in Chazal, Rashi, in Chumash. So that's one reason for the Gimel Psiyas, connected the Gimel Machanos. Another reason is because Moshe Rabbeinu entered at Har Sinai into Choshech Onon V'Arofel. The Mechitzas he had to go through in order to get into the audience of the Melech Malchi Amlochim. And after Matan Torah, he had to descend from the Har through these three Mechitzas. So the Beis Yosef, that's the reason for the Gimel Psiyas after Shemona Esrei, is to like descend from the Har Hashem through Gimel Mechitzos. So you see that the reason for the Gimel Psiyos is because we've been standing by Eimah V'Yireh Lifnei HaMelech HaGodol V'Anoira, As we take say that in Ezra, after all the kilusin in Yitzis Mitzrayim, we say, Rom v'nisa, godl v'noira, mashbogeim adiosh, magbe shlom, that's the approach to Shmon Ezra, and horaya, the after Shmon Ezra, one has to gimu psiyah, it's be'eim v'yira g'doyla. So the emes is, Shmon Ezra is, although it's avinu malkeinu, but the ikke is the malkeinu. Standing lifnei melech malchi amlochem ha-kodesh baruch hu, be'eim v'yira tfilas v'amido. That is a Shmon Ezra. Having understood a little bit what means a Shmoneh Esra, now we can understand what's the approach to Shmoneh Esra. The approach is to uplift oneself to a hasoga and to a hargosha of this Matthias of an Eved standing with a Melech Godel v'noiro. The emes is that all this begins even before one gets to shul. Nowadays everybody goes in a car. At one time people walk to shul. There's a Mufurish Gemara in Brachas Vav Amud Beis, it's passed in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik, that there's a mitzvah, Lorutz Lebeis HaKnesses. Lorutz Lebeis HaKnesses. It's a mitzvah. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, who I didn't call mitzvah, is a mitzvah Lorutz. I once heard, I saw my own eyes a couple of times also, the Ger Rebbe, the Pnei Menachem Zecher Tzadik Brocha, if he was called for a Sandakos, he used to be standing in the position over here, and the bris was over there, he would give a loif, mamash loif in front of everybody, loif onto the plats of the bris. The Rotz Lidvah Mitzvah. Who I didn't, if I only came into the base of medicine, he had wanted to give stock, he would give a loif, mamash, wasn't embarrassed, give him a loif. He's on the way to shul, there's no reason to be embarrassed, but they have loif on the shul. There's the Rabbeinu Yoinu says a Gvalti Gitach for the reason for that, and what the Gvalti Gerevach of doing that is. Rabbeinu Yoinu in Brochus Doron says, the more brings down a posuk, V'neido nirdifo lodas is Hashem. So Rabbeinu Yoinu Pshat Zazoi, K'shenirdifo nizke liyidio, if we run to shul, will be zoicher to Yediyas Hashem, Lodas Hashem. Shekol advarim tzrichim hakdomas, as Amor Yediyah said, any kirvus Hashem requires a hakdoma, requires a hachona. So it requires to do something to be zoicher to be received lifnei the Shechina on a higher darge. So Zot Rabbeinu Yoinu, haradifa mikbekon, he hakdoma. The radifa, that's the hakdoma tzum davnun. Shemitoy chishkoi v'ta'avosoi, hu hoilich b'merutza. He has such a cheshik and a taiva to get close to the Rebbeinu Shlom, he runs. Through that he will be zoicha to Yediyas Hashem, to Hasogas Avoyre. He says, Oibus Shlepsach Zum Davnan, he's already been mevatel, the whole approach to being zoicha, to be oimud if neymar of Malchi Amlochit. There's a Mfurish Gemara in Brochas, Daf Yudalit. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Haroitze shekabalo olav oil malchus shemaim shleima yipona veyitzul yodov yonir tefillin veyikur krishma veyispalel. It's a gewaltig chiddush in this Gemara that kabalos oil malchus shemaim shleima. There's a musar called shleima. If a person stands lanes krishma, he's in kind of the midst of kabalos oil malchus shemaim. Or it's not oil malchus shemaim shleima. To be shleima, it has to have all these shlavim. It begins with, believe it or not, Yipone. So the Bach says, what's the union of the Yipone? He says that just as there's a mitzvah of Hidu mitzvah, to take a beautiful tefillin, beautiful lulav, we are serving the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'tefillah with our guf itself, with the dibur of the guf, and the tnuas of the guf. Is Memela, he says, one should be misnuah lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu with a guf noki. Just like Misnoe with a beautiful Sefer Torah, the guf has to be beautiful if Nea Kushbok. Kushbok knows how the guf, the matzav of the guf, and Memela, part of the first stage in preparing oneself for a Kabbalah Zomach Shemaim Shleima is that the guf should be royal lekach. The Loshon of the Bach is She Yisnoe. Oh, ומקבל שכר על שישנו אליהם לפונו בגוף נוקי וחושוב בלי שום לכלוך, כאודם שמסגוע ללבש בגודים חשובים בעומדו לפני המלך. Before המלך בוא סבדום, he puts on special clothes. Before Kodesh Baruch Hu, the goof is the Iker clothing. And that has to be Noe Lefonov. Then, the Gemara continues, the next stage is V'yitzel Yodov. Nitzilus Yodayim. Nitzilus Yodayim, the Choyer is a Pella. What's Nitzilus Yodayim got to do with Tefillah? What's Nafke Minim? I don't use my hands for Tefillah. In Maisa, there are many Psukim that we do, the hands are involved in Tefillah. Rabbeinu says Vayifrus Kapo Vel Hashem. In Nishmas we say Ve'ilu Fina Mor Shir Kayom Yodeinu Fruso Is Kenish Reshamoyim. The Yodayim have a lot to do with Tefillah. It's not the time to explain that now. It's Dvorim Amukim. But a Kol Ponim is part of the Avoida of preparing oneself for Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim Shalema is Yitzol Yodov. The Mishnah Berurah brings in Simon Dalad Sikon Aleph, a Chuvus Arashbo, Beshoisa brings Be'arichas, that every Yid is Mechuyev to do Netilas Yodayim, the first thing in Avodis HaTfilah, to make a Brocha, because, he says, Kodesh Baruch Hu created us L'chvoidoi, L'shorsoi, U'levorech Shemoi. And therefore, we have to be Miskadesh B'kdushosoi, V'litzel Yodeinu Minakli, Kechoyen shemekadosh yodov min akiyoy koydem avodosoy. So it's every yid is mamshu akoy. We're soon going to come to the zman of vatan tiu li mamlechus koyin mugoy kodosh. Every yid is akoy. Avodas Hashem is avodas hamikdosh. Tefillah is b'mokum korban. And just as the koyin has to be mekadosh yodov, it's not just netilas yodayim. It's a kiddush yodayim. In order to serve the Ribbono Shloim b'shleimus, the b'mkabel ol mal shmaim b'shleimus, one has to have Yodayim, not just Nikiyos, but Kedoshos. It's Akivish Yodayim. So that's the next Hachona to be Zoicha to Mekabalo Mashmaim Shlem. Then we Yoniach Tefillin. Tefillin is a Gvaltige Avoida, to be Ma'atah oneself with the Tiferes of the Kedushas HaShemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 21 Shemus HaKadoshim in every day. Tefillin, the Gemara says in Beferish in Yuma Davtes, that the tefillin have a greater kedusha than the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Is Ayid Tuton a tzitz, which is greater than the Kohen Gadol's tzitz. You're miskadesh with the kedusha of the Shemus HaKadoshim. In order to be mekabel ol malchus shemayim shleima, the moyach and the lev have to be miskadesh, to be masig the gedulas Hashem. You can't say Krishma lechatzchila without tefillin. You can't down Shemona Esra lechatzchila without tefillin. The tefillin and mekadesh the moich and the leiv and uplift the moich and the leiv to be massing the gadlus of malchus malchus shemayim, and through that I'm able to stand before him with the richtige hachnoah when I get to Shemona Esra. And then viko Krishma is lemaisa before Krishma we have against the seder tefillah. That's not mentioned in the Gemara. But the Gemara says in another place, the oilam yakdim odom shvoche shel mokoyim v'yachakach yispalel. And because of that, Chazal were masakin the sholosh lishoynus, the first three brachos of Shemona Esra, which contain shvoche shel mokoyim. But the Tur says that's the reason for psugi de zimra. The oilam yakdim odom shvoche shel mokoyim v'yachakach yispalel. In the first three brachos of Shemona Esra, everything's bekitzur. It's all titles, Torahim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, without any pirut, without any broad description. But in the Psuki de Zimra, there is a description by pirut of the Gadlus Aboire, of Midoisa, of Akdoishois, of all these Niflois, of Maisa Bereshis, Shiris Hayom, Nisim Lamalam and Ateva, Chasodim of the Ribbono Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael, Bechlal to Kol Olam Kuloi, and through that, one is able to understand a little bit of Gdulosa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mabit in his Sefer on Tefillah asks the Kasha, what's the meaning of Psuki de Zimra? The Psuki de Zimra is Mole Shiris Vesishpochos. It says, in Tachsise Shel Malchus, because Chazal say that Malchusa de Rekia ke Malchusa de Ara. The way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the tzura of Torah mitzvahs is a malchus shemayim. We can't see the malchus shemayim. So how do we understand how to serve a great melech who's in shemayim? There it is. We have to take a dogma from malchus of the ara that we can see, that we can analyze. Nowadays, it's not so easy to see what malchus is anymore. Amol was a tzura of Amos amalchus, Gedulas amalchus, Tiferes amalchus. Is from that we can understand how we should serve the Melech Gadol v'Noira. Malchusa de Rekia ke Malchusa de Ara. So the Mabit asks the Choyra, if a person appeared before a Melech Gadol, so Avada is Tachsisim Lucha to praise him first, to bow, to praise. Oh, but you don't stand there praising for half an hour. It would be considered impertinent to be marich more and more kilu. He has the shoes to pour on praises to miani to pour on praises for half an hour to a mel godl menorah. He would get thrown out. So he said, "What's the whole inyan?" He said, "Inyan chas shalom chanifus. You want to machne to flatter the mel to so I should be able to be ask for my mavukos in shmon esa." It's Kenny Zayn. So he says, "No, Avada, that's not the pshat." The Mabit says that the emes is as since the inyan of Shmon Esra is one standing in front of Melech Gadol v'Noira, asher chayai biyodoi, she biyodoi nefesh kol chayav ruach kol b'sarish, and amar mi b'emuna shleima that nobody else can help me, only He. Be'emes that's a mufurish din in Shulchan Aruch in Siman. Tzadik Ches, which is the halachas of Kavonos of Shmon Esra, where in Tzadik Ches, Siv Gimel, there's a muridike, vichtike halacha, which every Yid needs to know. It says, Yispalel derech tachanunim, kerosh amavakesh bapesach ubanachas. One has to daven Shmon Esra in a way of tachanunim, erbeitzach, like a rosh, like a oni, who's standing at the door, knocking at the door in embarrassment and b'shiflus ubenachas. Says the Mishnah Brura on that if he just damns in order to be mekayim the mitzvah's tefillah, is a machloikas aposkim where there's yoitza tefillah b'dieved. Aba kol ponim, everybody's moida is not yoitza l'chatzchila. Because tefillah is not just a kiyum mitzvah. The mitzvah of tefillah is to be mevakish like an oni b'pesach lifnei melech godol. So if he's only just doing it in order to mekayim mitzvah tefillah, like he shokels a lulav, according to some poskim, it's not yotze tefillah b'di'eved, and the halacha, the mishmeru is meikel and says yotze lechol hapochus b'di'eved. To be yotze a mitzvah b'di'eved is not very good, especially when this mitzvah is lifnei melech godol. The nafkamina between b'di'evad lechatzchila, the moshel ma'adav adoyim. If you bring a gift to a melech godol, and there's a little bit of a pagam in the gift, or even in the wrapping in which you wrapped it, this is hayitochein, hayirzicho, hakriveh lo'olof pechol secho. If that's the nafkamina between a mitzvah lechatzchila and a mitzvah b'di'evad. So, a merchat rav. So, a meila, thought the Mishnah Brura weiter, is therefore, it says the definition of being only b'pesach, mevakish rachamim anatzmoy, is the following. Yosim el liboy, she'ein b'yad shum nivro, malach, oy mazel, oy koichov, le malus she losoy. Nobody in the whole wide world, no human being, no malach, no mazel, has power to be memale his request. Ki im b'rtzoyni yizborach. That's the definition of the mitzvah of tefillah. Tefillah is not just a hishtadlus, a joint hishtadlus together with the doctor. The doctor can go nishmach. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam can mach. If the attitude to tefillah is that, well, a person has a doctor's appointment, so the doctor is rather a big mumcha, and together with that, I ask the Ribbono Shel Olam also to help. Is das heißt nicht gedacht. So Mamela, to get to this darga, a person can be ma'am and munishlema, that's the MS. But to get to the darga, that it's so lichtig in his havona, that there's nobody in the whole wide world that can help, in all his mevukshim, nor the melech godl v'noira, the b'ri oilam, they're going kol ha'masim, they're doing kol ha'neshomois, the mefarnes, the zon, the mefarnes, the mechalkel, the melech, meimis, the mechaya, roifei cholim, matir asurim, only he can help. So to get to that is not easy. We live in a world where the general atmosphere is the opposite of that. So Mamela, Psuki de Zimra, it has a chinuch, we'll be mechanech ourselves, the eon, to bring ourselves to that hasogev hargosha, so that when we get to Shmoneh Esra, we should know we're standing before the Melech Rom Benisa, Asher Biyod the Nefesh Kol Chayru, Kol Bsarish, and nobody else can help. So maybe that's a whole deep, deep hasogev. Anybody can say it with words, but Zarangein, the Leiv, with Ashleimus, needs the whole of the Psuki de Zimra with all the Shiras and Sishpochois, which are so rich that they lift up the mind and the heart. So this Musar Metaklokite, so when he gets to stand before Koshbol Shwan Esra, he's standing with the right Hargosha, and through that his tefillah will have had to be answered. One should say that there's a before Psukim Zimra, there's another Hakdoma, and that is the Karbonus. And Zohar Kodesh state, as the Indian of the Karbonus is to be Matar oneself, Lifnei Atfila. Besides the Poshta Indian, which is Nishalma Porms Vaseinu, which is the Mufurish of Gemara and Megillah and Tanis, the Kushbobo told Avraham Avinu, the Bizman Agolus, a Kushbobo will accept the Amira of Ayid. There should be mamash reckoned ki'ilu hikri v'sakorbonus. For that alone, it's a gewaltige tzoyrech to say the korbonus every day. But milvad zeh, the Zohar Kodesh says that every person has certain pegomim, and to be zoyche to stand in lifnei Hashem v'tahara, and to be niskabel l'rotzoy, one has to have a kaporos avoinus. So the amiris hakorbonus is mekadosh matar, right? Just like korban tom is mechape toyrus. It's Mo'ir Rachman Rabin. So it goes in Shlavim. One runs to Shul. One is Nifne. Netilas Yodayim. Korbonus. Psuki de Zimra. We're climbing up the mountain. Miyal of Ahar Hashem. So one's Zoycha to get into the palace of Binis Kabul Barotsim. Then there's Krishma. Then there's Krishma. Krishma is after Yoitza and Avarabo. It's not the time to explain all these Dvorim Nifloim Be'arichas, Obit, it's weiter Shlavim, Agabi Shlavim, in Birchas Yoitza, is to be Mizboina in the Gedula of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's Mechadesh B'chol Yoim Tomid Ma'asei Bereishis. I say, B'kitz and Nimrit, so one thought to make that easily, more easily understood, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh B'chol Yoim Tomid Ma'asei Bereishis, where we don't see any difference from 1 minute to the next, from one day to the next, where's the Mechazel Tuboy? The Bemis is very easy to see. Person's Zoycha to a kind, or the Einikol, he goes to visit the newborn baby. Sees, anybody in his right mind sees that this is a Nivra, the Kilo dropped down from Shemaim an hour ago, and Moiridika, Hafladika Nivra. With a whole of the Mach, Evorim, Shtol, Gideon, perfect, perfect. And so Roshim is immediately a Yetzir Elokim. How many children are being born every day in the world? Every one of them is a Nivra of one Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there's Pesach HaShidel, Masbir Chol Chayasun, Kushbo Zon, Machalkil, Machalkil Chayim Bechesed. How many potatoes? How many apples, how many pears, how many oranges, how many chickens, how many fish are being created every day? Must be a l'chol chayrotzim. There's chiddush going on every second of the day in the billions. Chiddushim mavhilim going on the whole time. One Ribbono Shel Olam. So there, from there, it's not hard to be mizboinein. So because what was being machadish or lomoy chol yoyim tomid maaseh bereishis, and that's the hakdama to one of the first hakdama to Krishma in Yoytzer. Then there's Avo Rabo to mizboinein. How because what was Avo to Klal Yisrael, which is shown through Torah and Mitzvos, because was makarvo yisrael al avodosoi or havto yisrael or tisa bonu, and through that was makabel oil malchus shemayim. And that is the almost the final shlav of the Hachona to Shmoyna Esra. But then we have the Birchus Emes V'Yatziv. The Birchus Emes V'Yatziv contains five things which the Mishmur brings down. The Rashba quotes Yerushalmi that if you don't say these five things every day, not Yoytze this Brocha, which is Makas Bukhairus and Yitzis Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsov, and Malchus Shemayim, and Malchus Verotzoim, Kiblu Aleim, Malchus Choro Vonecho. And finally, Geula, the Geula Shleimo. It's in the Santa Kuzari, it says that a Yid who says the Broch of Emes V'Yatziv, Karoi, he is the Emes Yid. He is the Emes Yid, and his Shmona Esra will for sure be his Kabel. In other words, the Emes V'Yatziv, that's Shem the Spitz. After going through all this Marocha, Mimadrega to Madrega, he gets to Emes V'Yatziv, he's saying, Klor, everything I've said up till now is Emes V'Yatziv, and I'm a Kabbal on myself, and my children, and my Aleph Doiris, and Ezra of Seinat to Me'oilam, and the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Nisim, and the Flores, and the Tis Mitzrayim, and the Bankas Bechayres, and the Kris Yamsov, and he will do for us. And he is my melech loylem voed malchus. Then I can stand before him for the melech godol v'noira in the Shmoyin Esra and be mevakish all my needs. That is the approach to Shmoyin Esra, which is sure to have success. Sure to have success. I would just add briefly that the in Shachris. Somebody who has das and is masada his seder hayoim to make sure he's able to do all this karoi, he doesn't make the mistake of squeezing his tefillah in between his other problems where he has to do at home, has to do before and after. Then faket, he makes his shachris the central pivot of his morning, and everything else he revolves around that. Avodas Hashem, that's the yisod, that's aleph, and everything else has to be revolved around that. But when it comes to mincha, there's a big nisoyin. It says in the Torah Beferish, there's a big nisoyin in Tzvilas HaMincha. It's in the middle of the day. One just sits in Beis HaMedrash, in the middle of learning. It's suddenly get up, stop learning. One just a Michiv Ala Kalkola, is in the middle of his office. He has to step out to go and have Mincha. It's a big nisoyin, and because of that, the schar is very, very great. On Mitzad Sheni, the nisoyin is very big. To be there on time for Mincha, to say the Korbonus, to say Ashrei with Kavona, to not being a bilbo, not be just trying to searching for one's jacket until it's out in the middle of Ashrei. He said, in the middle of saying, God Lashem, and he's in the middle of putting on his jacket and finding his hat. As the mokum that is Mishabech, the boys and this enormous tefillah Ashrei, he has shown the opposite. It's a chochamein and baroishoi, told me to search for the correct way to be zoiche l'am lifnei amelech and moitzichein be'enov. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Im motzosi chayim be'inecho Hashem."